Ultimately, it will also demand changes in you, my brother and sister Scots. Oral retentiveness leads to strange and unhealthy complexes and fixations. Go on, break every grammatical rule in your mental straitjacket and sing out, "I'm only like that, for again I'm no peer to the solution, I'm peer to the problem." Liberating, isn't it? All you middle-aged and now middle-class folk who once were patted in the head by teachers and mammies as you divested yourself of your local dialect in order to get on in life and who now find it difficult and artificial to go back, regress now. Regain your lost heritage. Knit thy divided self back together again. After a while, you'll no notice the jine. Mammies that checked their wains with own war cry in appalling English, "Talk proper." Stop it. As far as the bairns getting on is concerned, the future is Scottish. Speakers of received pronunciation, dinna be feared. There'll aye be a wee toty establishment for you to belong to, gin you find it necessary. But freedom is a noble thing. Cut your crystal vowels first with safe words like Ken Speckle and Clan Jamfrey, afore walking on the wild side with Swally, Chib, Gadgy and Likesy. This inclusiveness will also need to extend to the highly effective Gaelic lobby. Once upon a time, we were all suppressed minorities together and supported one another, but since you climbed a bit higher, I fear your leaders have kicked the ladder awa'. When they speak of Scotland as a bilingual country, they mean Gaelic and English, and deal to the hindmost, Scots being before the hindmost in the linguistic pecking order. Join the process of liberation, O Gaels. All the estimated 1.5 million Scots speakers seek is parity with you 60,000 Gaelic speakers. Join us. All you have to lose is your monopoly on ethnic Scottishness in our media and a few suits. And to you, the vast majority of Scots who still hae a good Scots tongue in your heads, thank you for keeping the faith and retaining the tongue as a cherished living entity for future generations. Keep it, extend it, and teach it to those linguistic less fortunates. I mind, though, to tent or its tint. Over 2 centuries ago, Burns was advised not to write in Scots, as it was a dying tongue which no one would understand within a generation or two. Yet here we are, still speaking, writing, singing, and celebrating in this urain, rockle, mither tongue. And gin we're ochta vaw as a folk, will still be doing the same come the 22nd century. For Scots is a mirror of Scotland's soul. That's why it, and the values it expresses, will endure for aye. And it's coming yet for a' that. For we hae faith in Scotland's hidden poors, the present's theirs, but a' the past and future's ours.